Welcome everyone to Season 3, Episode 20. We're going to continue how the enemy thinks and acts. We've gone over problem, reaction, solution. We've also talked about spiritual technology, acceptance of inception, blood rituals, pedophilia, blackmail and drugs, removal of wisdom, carnal and soulful connections, archaeometry, control of resources, seduction of monarchs, otherwise known as leaders. Today, we're going to talk about indoctrination of children. Then what we're going to go over on later episodes, if you have not been keeping up, we're going to go over control the opposition. 99-1 rule. Create idolatry through covetousness. Traumatize love to seek pleasure. Use fear to control hope. Allow battles to be lost to win the war. Ungodly spiritual powers. Compartmentalize the process. Rebellion equals theft. Hide in plain sight. We'll get onto those in future episodes. But today, I want to appreciate you all for listening into this awesome podcast. I've actually made it to the top 30% of being shared on Spotify. I have told y'all to stay here on Anchor. But most of y'all want to stay on Spotify. So whatever, y'all can do that. But because that, I've been ranked as top 30% in shares, especially through text. And that is something that most people can't attest to. And you can check out my Instagram. I posted that story. It'll be up for 24 hours at tab_freedom. Again, that's tab_freedom. Check out my story. It's the second one, and the third one talks about the statistics for the year. The second story shows that this podcast has been shared in the 30% top tier globally for this podcast via mainly text. So I couldn't have done it without you all listening into this podcast. And it's so interesting because a lot of the information that I've spoken of on here has been from things I've read that people have already talked about that didn't get as many views. And then there's people after me that have started talking about stuff I've already went over and things that they're not even talking about yet. But that's why I'm here to talk about things on a global basis, well, on a worldwide basis, because some of the things that I do in business just are not applicable for everyone. And that's fine. So that's why I talk about these things. But what I'm going to do is go ahead, pause for a brief message, and we'll come back and we'll start indoctrination of children. So stay tuned. All right, welcome back, everyone. I appreciate you all staying tuned into this awesome content. Let's begin with the introduction to the indoctrination of children. Now, many will say is when it's overt, which is not true. You have to start covertly in order to get generations in the future to follow suit. So, for example, we have in America what's called as the boomer generation. The boomer generation was when there were more babies on average being born. This would be my grandparents' generation. And being that this is my grandparents' generation, they are the ones that started to be indoctrinated. Why? I don't know as to the effect. Well, I shouldn't say effect. I don't know why as to who it was in other countries, but it will have a similar effect in other countries around the same time. So you have between 1923 to 1930, that's the Rockefeller family was exposed for pushing a socialist New World Order agenda of compulsory vaccination. They call it compulsory back then instead of mandatory. So instead of COVID, you had influenza agenda. You had establishing the central bank in America, more so, such as the Federal Reserve. There are more things, but when it came to the boomer generation, while they were taught a bit about that, they weren't taught exactly how it went. Why? Well, because in America, Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller, by the way, he was vice president to Gerald Ford. If you don't know about Gerald Ford, who is connected to the enemy, of course, had an assassination attempt. So just imagine a Rockefeller as president of the U.S. corporation. We would be in a much different position today. But you have Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller, before he was vice president, as first undersecretary to health, education, and welfare. Between June of 1953, I believe it was June 11th, 1953, to December 15th, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember the day. I just remember it was December of 1954. So you had a span of a year and a half where he completely changes education, health, and welfare. So the boomer generation is now the first generation to start becoming indoctrinated. The generation before the boomer generation was the silent generation, meaning they did absolutely nothing whatsoever to make a change. They allowed those things to happen. Hence why the Roaring Twenties was happening in the 1930s with the gangsters and mafia and other various things where they were getting completely unfocused by the bread and circuses. So that way, when the kids went to school, the parents didn't really pay as much attention. They did, but not too much as attention to as to re-educate their children. So the boomer generation then is taught to work as the debt slave with no rights and no life, being taught inaccurate history. Well, being taught history in a different perspective that's not the original perspective, that's not the truth. But then it gets passed down to Generation Y. And then there's what gets passed down to my generation, the millennial generation. And the generations after me, my generation, or the millennial generation, is completely different indoctrination at this point. Completely different. But you have to start at least 3 or 4 generations ahead of allowing something to manifest. So, for example, if you have a generation of poor, broke thinking family members, and you have the last generations then start something, well, you're then not going to see the fruits of that labor into absolute abundance until the third or fourth generation that's produced after you. It's not to say you can't produce wealth during your lifetime and then passing that on to your children and their children and their children. You just won't see the abundance until later. Okay, so getting back into indoctrination of children, it all starts with education. It all starts with what is going to be taught? What is the program? How will you program someone's heart? How you're able to program someone's heart gives you access to then control the mind. It doesn't have to be extremely traumatic for a child to be programmed to be indoctrinated. They don't have to go through the blood rituals and the sex rituals in order to produce bad fruit, in order to produce a bad country, a self-loathing, a worthless mindset, a nothingness attitude. You don't need to have the traumatic experiences. It can easily be done without that by repetition. So when you have your children in school, one way is, for example, history, where you'll say millions of Jews were killed during World War II by the Nazis. When the reality is, it wasn't millions of Jews killed. Okay. It was millions of mixed groups of races and beliefs that were killed by the Nazis. But there were more people killed in the Bolshevik Revolution that the Rothschilds created in order to kill off the Romanov bloodline is the proper history of what was transpiring during that time. The other part of showing as well is Hitler wanted to actually help make a difference, wanted to fight the enemy, was removing Rothschild-controlled banks until he found out he was a Rothschild bloodline member and then decided to go down the path of the occults with the enemy. Now, what point that changed, I can't tell you. But as to the point of seeing history of, oh, the Nazis were always a bad group of people. Not entirely at first. Later on, yes. Did they murder millions of Jews? No. They murdered millions of people that were a mix of Jews, Christians, Buddhists, black, white, Asian, you name it. It was about the culture of Nazism. So, moving on to another point of history. Letting people know in economics and history, gold and silver is not good for you. You don't want that. That's something that's just for safekeeping. We don't use that in commerce. We're using these certificates, and then we're using these notes to say that the Treasury will pay it back. The government will pay it back. We know it will. just for reference, or just to let you know, I'm not saying that that's true. The government's not going to pay back anything. Well, that's on an economic side. And also removing the way to actually build a business or to invest the right way. There's a right and wrong way of investing. The right way of investing is acquiring assets, tangible assets, and the excess capital you can use for intangible assets, as well as making things better for others, donating to a cause that manifests the kingdom of God. All right. Whereas the bad way, what the boomer generation was taught, okay, work for 40 years, save up, and whatever excess you have left over, besides saving for your essentials, for rainy day funds, if your tire blows out, whatever, your excess, put into the stock market. When the enemy created the stock market to begin with. And that's not to say that the people can't have their own stock market, but the stock market that was brought into America when the so-called Great Depression happened is when they introduced the stock market for people to be a part of, to invest into, which were the satanic bloodline run corporations, saying you'll make more money investing into our companies. Well, over time, you then have that transferred, where people are like, yeah, I'm going to make more in the stock market, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to keep making more, 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 when they don't understand they're using debt to prop up a human trafficking system. The main profit from the stock market is human trafficking because of birth certificates that are traded all day long. Now, other parts of education that are changed. Science. Saying, oh, we can't prove that God exists with science. The way that the science has been brought to the education system, of course, won't prove it. But if you use quantum science, quantum, the term that scientists will use, but it differentiates the barrier between our physical 3D universe and the multiple dimensions and heaven and so forth. It differentiates how there is that barrier. Hence the reason why CERN will try to create portals. You also have farming, teaching people they need to work really hard for their crops to be grown. where they need to consistently watch over their crops and their livestock to make sure it's taken care of properly. When, for example, we'll take a brief pause right here, and I'll give you that example when we come back. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back, everyone. That example is a key piece to perfected farming. It is what's called electroculture. It's been around for thousands of years. Chinese have been researching into it since the 90s, though. World Economic Forum has talked about it as well. Back in 2018, they mentioned the Chinese researching into it, but they also have stated in their article from 2018, electroculture eliminates 70 to 100% of all chemicals in GMOs. It produces yield plus 20 to 40%. It also reduces, if not by half to three quarters, of soil consumption. The water consumption, I can't remember how much is reduced. But it eliminates diseases and it eliminates pests. Simply by having a copper wire hang a few meters above the ground. What? What? And the yield on this is, on the time it takes, is cut in half. What? I'm not going to go into the other kind of technology that we have out there that instantly grows food, because I don't have the evidence for that. I've just only heard it from testimony. But I had to mention electroculture because that's more than just testimony. It's fact and it's truth. And the World Economic Forum posted it back in 2018. So don't give me that load of crap that we're running out of food. Yeah, okay. You keep telling us that we're running out of food. I don't listen to the media when there's fear propaganda. If I listen to the media, it's going to be based on what the enemy says they're going to do next. Now, indoctrination of children also is to say we don't want any kind of creativity. Do as you're told. Sit down and write out those words. Follow the curriculum. Don't try to be more than what you are. If you go after that, you'll fail. These are words, I'm sure, most, if not all of you, have heard, spoken to others, if not yourself. And so this is produced into the generations. So they tell their children and they tell their children and so forth. To produce the worthlessness, not to bring forth greatness, to produce doubt, to produce poverty thinking, to produce lack of abundance, to not stand out, to just be a number. Instead, what we're supposed to have is to say, everyone needs to stand out, but not everyone stands out all at once. Some will stand out before another, one day, the next day, somebody else will stand out. That's how it's supposed to work. One individual is not supposed to receive all the glory, because everyone receives the glory. They received it, they are receiving it, and they will receive it. Everyone has received glory. Everyone is receiving glory. Everyone will receive glory. And that is because of Yeshua. Now, that's one way to start having a different mindset, to remove indoctrination. Now, what I can tell you is that just because you correct your mindset, the way that you think, the way you speak and act, does not mean what's going on in your heart will also make that difference. You have to make that change in your heart, which means it needs to be healed. And sometimes have deliverance. But when it comes to also, let's go back into what's not taught in schools. Is business. Things that are done in business that are not taught. Is, for example, trusts. Okay, I am specifically an expert in trusts, in the creation and execution of them. Now, as to the execution of a financial bank account is something I've been working on. Not as into, like, I can't open up a bank account with a trust, but rather opening up a bank account for a trust without a social security number. Okay. Most banks will enforce that policy because there are plenty of acts and laws that say you don't need to provide your social security number, but at the same time, you'd need to provide it. So it's very confusing. So it just depends on the bank that you find. When you're getting a bank account, you do need an EIN, which is an employer identification number. That's for the trust, okay? The trust has to have one. Now, if you are the trustee, you don't need to provide your social security number to the bank. To the IRS, it is required in order to open one. As a domestic trust, as a foreign trust, it is not required for you to have a social security number. There are different numbers that are used to identify the entity. For example, irrevocable is usually the number 88. Whereas a foreign trust would be a 98 number. The reason why you want to have a trust set up for the United States is because of the wealth that is able to be generated more proficiently than other countries. But you need also a foreign trust established in order for you to divest funds from your domestic trusts into the foreign trusts. That way, you're not caught in tax evasion. A lot of attorneys and lawyers will say, don't do international business. It's not a good idea. You might not reach your funds. Well, it just depends on what banks you're dealing with internationally. It's going to depend on who you're dealing with internationally. So, when it comes to Western world, as far as I'm aware, 99% of the time, you're able to establish a trust. Western world. Eastern world, I'm not so sure about. I haven't gotten there yet. I haven't spoken to anyone yet. But for those that know about it, if you're on the eastern side of the world, like Russia, China, Mongolia, Vietnam, so forth, all right. If you know about that stuff, let me know. Love to work with you. Exchange information. But now let's get back to indoctrination of children, because when it comes to this, trusts are not talked about. They are not. It's what protects one anonymously, for one. For two, it also gives tax benefits. A trust is not taxed. However, depending upon which type of trust that is used domestically in the United States, that grantor, trustee, sometimes beneficiary, may or may not pay taxes. So that's why you want to have an irrevocable trust. Charitable 501(c)(1)A trust and a foreign trust. That way you're working the best way in not paying taxes. Now, if you live in America, you want to move to, if you have that option, move to a state that has no income tax, then you won't have to pay taxes at all. Good thing about a charitable 501(c)(1)A is that you do not need to file nor report taxes. The foreign trust depends usually that you won't be paying taxes to begin with, but you may or may not report what you're doing. Now, let's take a look at math. Okay. Adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing, and fractions. Those are five key things that are used for everything basic. Whether in accounting, business, economics, food, whatever you have. That's all you really need to know as a basic. You don't need to know algebra, geometry, trigonometry, calculus, and so forth. The only reason you would need to utilize that is if you're doing such things as dealing with quantum, building spaceships, rocket ships. Now, based upon anti-gravity vehicles, it's a bit different. It's a little different. You have to actually change the way that you are actually doing things, because you don't exactly need to know things like calculus, trigonometry. I have a book, I just don't know off the top of my head, that got, and one of those things teaches you how to build a basic anti-gravity device. It's like wood, tinfoil, some wires, and like a couple other things. But it teaches you how to do it. It's because you're using different elements like the ionosphere, as well as zero point energy. All right. Those are a couple things that are used. technology, like our phones, our TVs, microwaves, excuse me, and more things like such, those are just bad things. But there are other good technologies out there that are suppressed. Like, for example, Rife machines. Rife machines are good. They help heal through sound. There are so many different solutions for so many different things that are out there. You can't focus on all of them. You will waste your time on doing a jack of all trades if that is not how you've been designed. You need to focus on what you're best at. When you focus on what you're best at, you then will provide solutions. But focus on that specific area. For example, I suck at math besides adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing, fractions. Anything after that, I don't give a rip because I am terrible at it. I really don't know how to do it. I don't care to know how to do it. Whereas I know how the legal system works. I've never gone to law school. I literally can look at how it works. Or like, for example, I go based off patterns. I know how patterns work. Patterns for myself work hand in hand, meaning I will know exactly what to look up in the United States Code. I'll have that information. I'll be able to cross-reference. Or how to create an affidavit. I can simply do that. Create a trust. I can simply do that. How business works. I can simply do that. Science and math and technology. Okay, that's not my area of expertise. History. I'm good at remembering history. So for you, listeners, apparently, Spotify has said you are time travelers, meaning you like to listen to new things. It's really weird why they say that. You gotta focus on what is that you're best at. Whatever it is that you're best at, you'll be able to make a profit off of. However long that will take for you to make a profit off of, it's going to be different for everyone. But besides that, you need to then focus on your spiritual gifts. It's the second thing you also need to do. Doing those two things, you are a force to be reckoned with. And when you become one with God and others, you become unstoppable. And so, with that being said, everyone, I appreciate you listening into this awesome content. You're all awesome. I love having you all listen to what I provide. And until next time, I'll catch y'all later. Peace.